everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Solutions Think Conference here in Chicago, Illinois, where we have Mr. Nick Calcanes here in the studio lounge. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you again.
Fast-paced, conference, just working through it. It's been a great few days so far. I'm excited to be here to talk to you.
Right on. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I know you're busy. Your schedule is super busy. You just said that you had like 4 minutes to eat lunch and then rushed up here, so we appreciate you.
Yeah, that's okay.
And happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, that was my Cinco de Mayo.
Was it the rice?
They had the Mexican fare down mm-hmm. there, so I had just a little bit, just right enough on. To celebrate.
All right. Well, good for you. I was probably in the same boat as well. That's be my big festival for the day. So anyway, hey, how's the conference going for you so far? Obviously busy.
I think it's going great. You know, the first time I talked to you was in New York.
Oh, that's right.
That was my first thing. And just to be able, you know, then we were talking about what we could do, wanted to do, mm-hmm. Really, you know, playing it back to credit unions and the movement on who we were going to be going forward. Now, 5 years later, we've been able to accomplish a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. And over that time, just really, I think, earn a lot of trust with existing partners and new partners. Mm-hmm. And then this Think is not about, you know, really selling or pushing things. It's just, it's grown and continue to grow into a really give and take on really solving and aligning around challenges that are facing credit unions and the movement, how we can partner together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's really core to our mission and who we are. Yeah. And so I'm proud of the way the dialogue has continued to mature and evolve. And this week has been, I think, another proof point in that. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting and motivating. That's the other thing for me, as you're able to kind of recognize progress, but also learn new things and meet with people that have a similar passion about the success of credit unions mm-hmm. and what we can do together. It's motivating. So I'll leave, although it's tiring, I'll leave recharged and motivated by what we talked about.
It's good to get back into person because you kind of feed off other people's energy, and that's kind of hard to do in a Zoom environment.
Yeah, and that's new too.
So, right. Yeah. So it's great to get back to this. Like you say, we first met when in New York, which was what, 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
Yeah. And so, but we've been removed for 3 years.
Right.
So, and all that time, and you guys knocked it out of the park in the virtual stage, of course, but you can't replicate that for face to face. This stuff is just fantastic.
You can't, and so that's another learning, both day to day at co-op, and we were just talking about it off camera. We've had to adjust, as everybody has, mm-hmm. with the pandemic mm-hmm. on where people work, how you work to an extent.
Yeah.
But there is we're actually a lot focused or still focused on having that face to face time now that we're kind of past the bad part of the pandemic.
Yeah. Knock on wood. Yeah. Let's hope that's the case.
Right.
So let's get down to the nuts and bolts here. So what's Co-op's mission? You kind of alluded that in your first response a little bit.
Yeah, I just touched on it. I mean, our mission is to really enable credit unions to leverage and connect them to the technology, strategic partnership, and scale that it requires to really make them successful mm-hmm. in their credit unions, but to deliver for their members every day mm-hmm. and in the future. And so that's really, and I alluded to it earlier, the more we can lean into and understand the challenges of what credit unions are facing, and then bring those technology solutions, the platform that we've built, our partnerships, where maybe we don't offer it, but we can influence a partner to deliver for a credit union.
Yeah.
We see that as our mission mm-hmm. to step in and do that. Mm-hmm. The other thing I think is really important about the mission is, again, thinking back to the 5 years that I've been here, we've had to recruit and grow new talent, and every single one of them has signed up for the mission, right? So the mission is, again, motivating, and they're signed up for the mission to really support credit unions and help credit unions win. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And that's been a really successful part to acquire mm-hmm. great talent to really join us to be part of, delivering on the mission.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think, I want to say Creighton's have an uphill battle, but you got, I've been told that, you know, you have the big banks on this side of the spectrum doing their thing, and then you got the fintechs over here on this side of the spectrum doing their thing, kind of nipping at our heels. And then there's credit unions or the traditional financial institution or the community institution right in the middle. Like, oh my gosh, you know, we got things coming from both sides. And so, but what you guys are doing is putting together this team of stellar folks, as are other companies out there, helping credit unions really kind of be relevant and continue to keep moving forward and be those original disruptors that they want to be, right? So,
you know, I have the great, I guess, privilege, right, to lead the technology teams, the operations teams, and the contact center teams.
Oh, so you see a lot.
And so the competition across the board for talent is intense. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think it matters what industry you're in, but to your point, fintech, so for the technology component of what we do, we're competing with fintechs, we're competing with big banks.
Sure.
And so what draws them in to be a part of this is the culture, the mission, and interesting work. That's another part of it. Mm-hmm. We are working in all the leading technologies, and the way we're solving problems, we're 100% agile. And so, you know, all those things, because those technology people, they want to solve interesting, they're creative people, they want to solve problems. And so we have problems we want to solve, and we have a culture that aligns to, and I think appeals to, that segment of talent. Mm-hmm. And then we have a mission that I think people see value in, and they sign up for that, because certainly they could, you know, work for a fintech or maybe make more money elsewhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right.
So we recruit that particular segment of folks, and when they come in, it's really powerful because we know they're bought in.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to switch gears here a little bit here. So how is co-op showing up in all the right places to make sure that your mission is lived out to the fullest? Actually, it might kind of translate or segue from what you just said. So
I think, you know, you have to, one, I think, lean into, you know, a lot of the research that, you know, we're using here from Filene and E&Y, and really, you know, market conditions and challenges that credit unions are facing. We also align from a technology perspective, from an operations perspective, our fraud teams to step into those forums, those conferences, to make sure that we're engaged there and we're learning and we're influencing where we need to there. But ultimately, it's you know, times like this where we're at this conference, our co-creation councils, to where we're intensely collaborating with credit unions to solve their problems. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, part of who we are and to deliver at scale is we have built a platform that has reusable technology, right? So it creates an efficiency, it creates scale. But the other part of what we've built, it's a very open architecture. Mm-hmm. So we're not, you know, pigeonholing or enforcing credit unions to commit to our swim lane of technology. Mm-hmm. It's actually intentionally the opposite. Creating flexibility and the scale to move and leverage technology as it emerges.
Right, right.
And so we spend a lot of time with credit unions in the forums that I just, and the listening, I guess, channels that I talked about, to make sure that we can deliver not only the scale and the leverage, right, of that reusable platform, mm-hmm. but also we're able to tailor it to deliver the brand of that particular credit union.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it aligns with their values, mm-hmm. and their particular members. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we really lean in and try to be everywhere we need to be.
And so how do you see co-op continuing to live out that mission as the future becomes even more influenced by technology that we may not even have considered yet? It sounds like
you know,
that crystal ball.
Well, crypto is maybe the best example.
Oh, joy.
I think, you know, it's never going to change, right? Technology continues to emerge and evolve and expose itself at a pace that we've never seen. And so I think you have to have a balanced view that where you're not being too reactive, but you're positioned to react with speed on the things that you need
precisely.
To. And I would tie that to the technology architecture component, but also having a balanced view from a people perspective. Mm-hmm. And aligning that to our mission and who we are as credit unions and as a movement.
Mm-hmm.
So testing, should I be involved in that? And what's that particular technology, or if it's something like crypto, what's that mean to us as credit unions? Not should we just provide that technology or capability mm-hmm. to our members. Mm-hmm. How do we do that in a responsible way? For example, machine learning. We have from day one, basically a decision science machine learning capability with data scientists. But when we build those models, we also have an ethical council that makes sure that we're doing that in alignment with our values and ethically to make sure that we're not, the machine isn't giving us insights that might put people or a particular geography at a disadvantage. And so I think that's the way we move forward, so that we're doing it and we're reacting and we're living up to what we need to do, but we're doing it in a way that's thoughtful and consistent with who we are.
Indeed. And so what role do credit union leaders play in helping co-op achieve its mission-based ambition? Because I'm sure there's a lot of collaboration going on, two-way street for sure.
There is. I think there's, you know, credit unions and co-op are very involved in the community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's a very important part of our collaboration, and how do we invest in and be a meaningful part of the communities that we're in. And part of that, you know, when you transition that into, you know, how do we deliver for our members? How do we make sure that we're improving and helping them manage their financial lives and how they need to transact every day? It's really from a leadership perspective, making sure, again, we have the right talent, we have the right technology, and then we're aligning it and delivering it in a way that makes sense. I mean, we're credit union owned. And that is also, I think, a differentiator for us, because our clients are our owners.
Exactly, yeah.
Our board members are our owners. And so that investment that we make has to be in alignment with that credit union leadership and how we're moving forward together.
That's commitment, man. That is commitment for sure. Alrighty, sir. Anything else to add to wrap up here? That's good stuff.
No, that's it. Okay. It's always good to talk to you.
Well, thank you. Likewise.
I look at, you know, I appreciate all the time you invest in this, because I know your time is valuable as well.
Well, so I get to talk to cool people like you and smart people like you, and I learn so much, and that enables me, selfishly, that enables me to do my job better, to ask better questions.
Smart and cool.
There you go.
It's been a while since I heard that.
Put that on your business card, Nick. All right. Well, thanks again, Nick Calcanes, everybody. Go check him out. Doing some good stuff at Co-op.
Thank you.
Right on, man.